In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, there are a lot of reasons we do things that we do not understand. We're not aware of them. They're hidden. We're blind to them. The holy man has no hidden agendas or hidden motivations. His yes is yes and his no is no. But we're not like that. Sometimes our yes really means no, and our no really means yes. Sometimes we act in a way that is unlike how we are really feeling. We're hiding how we really feel. And other times, we have no idea why we're doing what we're doing. Why we don't like a particular person or something of that nature. We're blind to our sins and to our passions. Christianity is, among other things, it is the gradual awareness of our sins, having them being exposed by the light by Jesus Christ, so that we would expunge them. If you're not aware of a problem, you cannot fix it. We see in the gospel many who were not aware of their hidden motivations. They had many sins, many passions that caused them to say foolish, foolish things. In fact, things that were insane, that any normal man, if he was thinking straight, would realize that what they said was absolutely ridiculous, as if to say that you could light water on fire. The story is about the woman who had an infirmity 18 years. She was bent down to the ground. And so she could barely stand up. And because of this infirmity, she was considered to be unclean. And so she could not even be. She wasn't among her people as one with very many rights or privileges. People looked upon her as a sinner. And so the Lord saw her on the Sabbath day. And he said to her, "Woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity." He laid his hands on her. And she was immediately clean. And she was straight. Now, there is a theological meaning to being bent over and to the 18 years. But the most important thing right now for us to see is the reaction of the ruler of the synagogue. It says that he answered with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. Of course, the Jews had a rule, had a law, that one should not work on the Sabbath day. So on the Sabbath day, you did not cook. On the Sabbath day, you did not work on your room addition. On the Sabbath day, you did not do anything that was not absolutely necessary for life. And so he thought that this was work. Now, why would he think such a thing? How can it be work that is not allowed by God to be fulfilling the greatest commandment? Because, of course, the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your understanding, and all your mind. And the second one is derived from it, comes from it, to love your neighbor as yourself. And therefore, healing a person could never be considered to be against the law. Anybody with a brain would know that. Any child would know that. But this ruler of the synagogue and those among him did not know that. And why not? Because they were blinded by their agendas. They were jealous of Christ. Because he was a man who spoke with authority, not as one of the scribes. And therefore, the people were flocking to him. And he was healing people. They couldn't heal people. And he was a simple man from who rose up from obscurity. And these were people who had titles and positions and wealth. And the people did not respect them, but they respected Jesus. So there was this hidden hatred in their heart and hidden jealousy. Hidden motivations, hidden passions. And so this is what caused the ruler to say that he should not have healed on the Sabbath day. It had nothing to do with a theology. It had to do only with his own inner ugliness. So the Lord speaks to him about this. And he says, "Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering?" Well, of course. The Sabbath day is not a day for us to starve or to die of thirst or for our livestock to get sick because they have no water. Those are reasonable things that a person would do on the Sabbath day to take care of their oxen, to take care of their livestock, to feed their family. They just wouldn't cook. They would have uncooked food on the Sabbath day, or food that had been cooked the previous day. They had a double standard in their life. They would do things that they wanted to do themselves, and then when someone that they didn't like did it, then they would judge them for it. I think the major message of this gospel is exactly about this. Look in your heart. Remember, the gospel's always about you, every single time. Do you have any hidden agendas? Hidden agendas paralyze us, and they blind us. The jealousy we feel, but we don't know we feel it. Perhaps we say we don't like someone, but it's actually because they're smarter or prettier or have a little more money or maybe have a life that we consider to be better in some way than us. So there's jealousy. Maybe judgment of others because we consider certain things to be so foolish that how could anybody do them? Perhaps anger because of past wrongs or because of a person's attitudes, even something as frivolous as their political attitudes or other such things. Do you have any of those things in your heart? You can't really say unequivocally right now, no. None of us can do that. Because we're blind. So we can think, well, it doesn't appear to me that I have anything that I hold against anyone. But then when an opportunity comes up, certain set of circumstances, shall we say a perfect storm, and then we realize, we were harboring something. The only way to have these things come out is to expose them to the light. That's why it's so important to live the Christian life. And the Christian life is not just coming to church. The Christian life is struggling every day for righteousness and begging the Lord to shine His light upon us so that we can see all the cockroaches as they're scurrying away. And then we can go and get them. The anger, the jealousy, the bad thoughts about people, the double standards, the self-indulgence, our laziness, all the rest that's inside there, that's kind of hidden. Ask the Lord to shine the light upon it. The Lord was very gracious to this man, to the ruler. He showed him exactly where his hidden feelings were. But he was ashamed. Perhaps he came to repentance, it's possible. So you look continually now in your life for what's wrong with you. Too much of modern day Christianity is just about loving God and about acceptance. The Lord wants you to become perfect. If you're going to become perfect, you have to judge yourself. No athlete becomes a great athlete if he never, ever admits that he has weaknesses. If he isn't coachable, he thinks he's just good. How can anybody dare say that he's not the best at everything? Well, we're not the best at everything. We're not the best at anything. So we have to look into our hearts and see if there are hidden motivations, so that we will not be like this ruler of the synagogue. That's especially what this story, I think, is saying to us. Now, I'll tell you something interesting about her infirmity. She's bent over, which means she was crooked. Crookedness is always a sign in the scriptures of sin. And she had been made crooked by Satan, because the Lord said that Satan had bound her for 18 years. Why, or what caused Satan to have the strength, the power to bind her, we don't know. Perhaps it was her own sins that caused her to have these infirmities. And yes, you can have infirmities because of your sins, absolutely. If you give Satan the opportunity, he will come in. And he will do whatever he can do, whether it's a physical infirmity or a mental one. That is not to say that every physical infirmity or mental infirmity is because of Satan. But some are. Many are. And the 18 years is quite interesting if you look at it mystically. 18, in the Greek, it's actually stated as 10 and 8. So two separate numbers. Well, 10 would be the Decalogue, the law, the commandments. And the 8 is the 8th day. So this woman was bent over because of her weakness. This is now mystically for each one of us, considering ourselves to be this woman bent over. The reason we're bent over in some way is because of our weakness in following the commandments, those 10, and our lack of faith and our weakness in hope of the 8th day when the Lord will come and judge all and everything will be restored and be made new. If we had great hope in the 8th day, then we would never sin, ever. And so this woman was bent over for 10 and 18 years. And we can spiritualize that number and say that it is each one of us is that woman. And it is because of our weakness in following the commandments and our weakness in faith. So may God help us to see inside ourselves, with God helping, to see what's wrong, to see the hidden agendas. Always look for them. They're constant. I don't think I'm any different than you. I got a lot of hidden agendas. By the Lord's grace, some of them I've become aware of, so they're no longer hidden. And some of them have been beaten down to a great extent. But I don't know about the other ones yet. By definition, if you don't know about them, you can't know about them. So God help you to find your hidden agendas, to find your hidden passions, your hidden feelings, your hidden sins, and to eradicate them. Amen.